Hello, welcome to hydrogross.com. This one is going to be a tutorial about sort of like environmental painting, speed painting. It's going to be a quick landscape about water, cloud, and some mountains. It's just going to be a really quick one. So let's get started. I usually, when I do landscape, I usually start as like a, you know, a long screen. And then I'm just kind of trying to, you know, making shapes and sort of things. And remember, the closer the object, the darker it's kind of become, or the more contrast. And there we go. I'm just having two mountains, and then I use a saw brush to create some kind of cloud, and you know, kind of adding some lighter value in there, just kind of like the lighter cloud and things like that. So this one I sped it up. I actually spent about maybe 25 minutes, half an hour. And I sped it up because you guys might get bored if you saw like the whole thing in real time. It's pretty long. So anyways, I'm kind of like, you know, adding some darker value onto the closer object, and maybe that's some plantation that growing up on a sort of cliff and mountain and things like that. And have some kind of street down, a vertical line kind of helps creating some sort of a dimension to the cliff and where it separate and stuff like that. And the bottom right now, what I'm doing is the shadow that come down to the water, and the water kind of like having this really high contrast reflection around it. And when you landscape or environmental painting, it's kind of handy if you have, you know, a few reference in hand, and kind of like look at some clouds or mountains or whatever, and kind of like painting whatever you see, but focusing on the light and focusing on the shape rather than a drawing itself, because it's more important that you get the lighting correct rather than lighting and the shape correct, and then your whole picture is gonna be fine. And now I'm kind of zooming in and trying, like, you know, refining shape using mostly 100% opacity, if you always have a question about opacity, but focus on like the gradation or the value of the picture. And then I'm just kind of like painting things around, and now I'm trying to do a reflection on the water in there. It's kind of sparkling around, adding some contrast, sort of almost white around, to making some kind of a wave on the water or something, or some kind of a what do you call that, some wave, and the water coming up and down right there. Adding some more, create a certain kind of wavelength and things like that, and making it a little darker. So now it's kind of look somewhat like a water, but we're gonna go in and kind of fix it later on. And now I'm using blue. Overlay would be the easiest. Just put overlay on, and then adding some kind of a little reddish dirt onto the mountain color, and reflect down to the water on the other side. But it's kind of look like a beach rather than water on the left hand side. But that's okay. It's gonna be like a really quick one. Now I'm switching brushes and kind of like playing around with it, adding some kind of sort of plantation again, that really dark kind of climbing around. And now I'm trying to create some sort of edge between the sky and the cliff, because the harder the edge, the more you can separate the object. And as you can see, the sky and the edge between the cliff on the left hand side is really, really sharp. And now I'm going to the cloud. The cloud's gonna be sort of like a soft edge and hard edge kind of blend together. And then I'm adding some color to the cloud, to the sky actually. And then some kind of white cloud is in the bottom, and the sky behind is kind of blue. I'm using like a flat brush, kind of like painting. And mostly I'm painting on normal layers. I don't usually use a lot of fancy layer when I'm actually get to the midway of painting. And now I'm kind of like pulling in color and pushing color and trying to make a shape of the cloud according to the lights that hit in it. And now I'm back to the mountain range on the right hand side, adding some plantation, using a quick way to add some texture so it looks like a plantation. So I mean, when you use a custom brush, it's kind of like have a purpose. You have to give it purpose and sort of like, you know, make your own custom brush and kind of make it like, what am I going to use it for and things like that. Usually I just have grind brush to kind of like create a really quick texture, so it look like certain, you know, texture on a rock, or it could be like some sort of a tree, like look around right here, you know, just some little things here and there. And now I'm just creating some kind of contrast on the water surface, and now I'm going up and trying to creating some rock, but the value is not there. So now I'm just kind of trying to find a value, figure out what kind of value I should put in. Now I'm adding a little darker value on the hill on the other side. Oops, that's a little too dark. And now I'm kind of like, you know, just kind of play around and figure it out, the value, and sort of a lot. The more you do, the better you get. And the thing is, practice. If you draw a figure a lot, then you're gonna get good at figure. If you draw a landscape a lot, then you can get good at landscape. But so here is a quick one. And when I zoom in, you're gonna see a bunch of, like, you know, a bunch of scribbly lines. But when I zoom out, you can see, like, you know, it's actually look like a better painting, because you don't see a lot of brush stroke. And the point is, use big brush, and so you can kind of like going in, and this is like a really quick speed painting, so it's a good practice, kind of like, you know, figuring out lighting and things like that. And you can always go back in, and if you some of them turn out well, then you might want to refine it and make it look presentable. So, but this is the distance that it should be presented at, from, you know, the big one that you saw from the painting. But as you can see, the wave and things and the sky and the cloud, whatever, and it gave it a perception of depth. And practicing lighting and give sense of depth is a good practice when you do a painting and things like that. Okay, thanks. Thanks for coming to visit idolgirls.com. Hopefully you learned something. Have a good day. Bye.